morning. It was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it's time to hang out with my buddy Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Every Monday morning at 9:30, we get together and talk about all the different publications, community events, and, well, frankly, anything else that comes to mind. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
I'm glad you came in early. It was I wasn't expecting to be talking by myself for so long, but it was great that you walked in and kind of saved me.
Well, you did a great job. I listen to you as I drive up. Aww. 110.
Well, you're slightly biased, maybe.
Well, a little.
Just a little.
Freely admitted.
Well, I've got a lot going on. We have the new issue of Downtown Crowd is in, as well as you just handed me this beautiful cover from the new issue, fall issue of Coming of Age, which is the lifestyle magazine for seniors that Ballinger Publishing produces. Great picture of Mark Faulkner, Carolyn Appleyard, Jim Reeves, and Belle Bear on the front cover. I love this photo.
Yes.
And it looks very Rat Pack-ish.
Yes,
very. Because they're very formal in the tuxes. And
elegant and sophisticated.
Very. And the cover's in gold. Hello. It's very nice.
Yes.
Very well done.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the event.
Me too. I don't know if I've ever been to that event, actually. Because I think I missed the early round, you know, back in the when they first did it. Yeah. So I'm excited to come.
I talk with Emily, who is
Escaveria,
Yes.
She's our director of marketing.
Echeverria.
Echeverria, there it is.
And who's frequently on this program.
Yes, she was just on last week. We were talking about this event, as a matter of fact.
Well, she was a nervous wreck, dreaming things and whatever, because it's a big event for the Council on Aging.
Oh, huge. Yes. This is a major fundraiser. And it's going to be at Sanders Beach.
Sanders Beach.
And I believe tickets are still available. I'm not sure.
I imagine we can squeeze people in if we need to, yes.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I'm sure we could. So I bought my ticket. I'm ready. I'm going. It's going to be fun.
Yes. Well, let's talk a little bit about last week.
Okay, yeah. Tell me everything. What's been going on in your world?
Well, I had a very busy weekend. On Saturday, I went to the Flyers opening game.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, it was incredible, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Who did they play?
The Mayhem.
Was
it the Mayhem?
That's a great name. That's a perfect name.
The bad guys. They played the bad guys. And on penalty, what do they call it? Not, I was going to say penalty kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Penalty shots.
Yeah, yeah.
They won. The Ice Flyers won.
Oh, okay.
They led for the longest part of the game, 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Was really backwards and forwards and, you know, a hard-fought game.
Is this a young team that we have this year, or is it bringing some experienced guys back? Or?
I think there are some that have come back, but a lot of young people. That is really the object of the Ice Flyers. They bring along young players, basically right out of college.
So it's more like what would they call that in baseball, where it's a...
developed. Well, I don't...
When they had the Marlins will have the camp in somewhere else.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Greg might argue that it's... I don't think it's... developmental.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rather like AA and AAA.
Right.
Baseball.
No, that makes sense.
I'm no hockey expert, as you can tell, I'm winging it here.
I'm not at all,
I just enjoy the game.
Yeah, it's
had
fun.
A beer and...
Well, they do a lot of fun things for the family, like the Blue Wahoos do the same kinds of things. If you take the kids, there's always things going on, and it's a lot of fun. So they have activities in the breaks and that kind of stuff.
As we were sort of waiting to get in, I got chatting with Glenn and his family, who are regular listeners to...
the winners of the tickets.
No.
Did you meet your winners? Because you had tickets for them.
No, you know, I almost ran up to say hi to them, but I didn't, and I should have.
Yeah.
I must do that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Glenn was very complimentary about the show.
Oh, good.
I'm sure he won't mind me telling you that you're his favorite.
Aw, well, that's nice. I like hearing that.
Yeah.
I don't get much feedback. Radio's a funny thing. I mean, when you're in the theater, for example, you know right away whether it's a good show or not. Because they either walk out, they applause, or they give you a standing ovation. In radio, you kind of go and you do your thing, and then you go home and... You don't really,
and hope for the best.
And hope it all went well. My hope always is that hopefully And I promise, I really mean this, that I can bring a little bit of joy into somebody's day. That's what I hope.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, because when people say to me, oh, I listen to your show, and, mm-hmm. and I say, great, and I sort of apologize that we get off track, and and they say, no, that's the fun of the show.
Aww.
So I try to be serious, but also promote downtown.
Absolutely.
And the great things happening, mm-hmm. but also like to have some fun, and if we wander off... That's okay.
Well, you know what? Right now, there's just so much to say in the journalism world. They call it hard news, coming at you left and right from all kinds of. It doesn't matter what your political persuasions are. I'm not concerned about that. But just there's just a lot of, and with the phones and the internet it just feels like everything's coming at you.
Yeah.
And I want to laugh more right now. I mean, I do. I want to be able to be with my friends and sort of kind of lighten things up just a little bit, because there's a lot of serious things happening. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that it's not serious, but at the same time, gosh, it can be exhausting. It can just be exhausting. So I would like the idea of
we've gotta have fun.
Talking about the good stuff. And Pensacola, I moved here a little over 20 years ago, never expecting to stay, and it has turned out to be my home, the longest I've ever lived in one place. Mm. I love it here. There is so much. I mean, I didn't even get to everything that's going on this week.
It's impossible.
It's so crazy. Much. And when you think of all these women getting together, chipping in $1,000 to give away $1 million to all these nonprofits. $100,000 for a nonprofit is huge, huge difference maker.
I am proud to say that I have been to every annual meeting.
Good for you.
And many times I've listened through the pitches by the nonprofits.
Right.
I couldn't this week, but I got there at this time this year. I got there for the presentation, and. Some very, very worthy recipients.
Oh, no question.
Some very close to my heart, Gulf Coast Kids House.
Yeah, they have is it the big backyard? Is that what I read? Yeah. A big play area now for these kids? And if you don't know what Gulf Coast Kids House does, is they help children who are going through abusive situations. Some of them have been removed from the home. Some of them have witnessed domestic violence and abuse. And so this is a safe place for them to go, be with law enforcement, tell their story in a safe environment, have the psychological help that they need. And it's very special what they do.
Yes.
And the people that work there are very dedicated.
Yes. Abuse is very much in the news these days.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes, they do such a wonderful job. I think the most important thing is that it brings the children in an environment where they can tell their story, and it's recorded, and the conviction rate has gone up dramatically because of it.
Well, they get the truth from the children.
Yes,
which might otherwise have been too afraid.
And then
to talk.
Often. Because they go through so much trauma, the story changes. It's just a very, very good environment.
Mm-hmm.
The truth will without, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Well, similarly, you have the Studer Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a tour of that when I was privileged to do the leadership class last 2 years ago now. But I was laughing because they have the emotional support dogs there for the kids. They have pictures on the walls. I said, well, could we have butterflies and doggy pictures on the adult ward, please? Why does it have to be the kids that get the soft treatment? I could use a little puppy dog and emotion.
Yeah.
That would make my hospital experience a lot better. I don't know why, when we're adults, we're suddenly supposed to not be afraid anymore, you know, when we have surgery.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's looking at me like, you're nuts.
Well.
I mean, you know.
I can only say from my personal experience.
Yes.
You know, I had open heart surgery
a few
years ago. But I can honestly say that I was never frightened or worried.
Interesting.
I always knew that it would work out. I don't know why. You sort of got me thinking now with your comment, because why wasn't I afraid? I don't know.
Faith?
Yeah.
Just faith?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Just a belief.
It's not your time yet?
Not my time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Clearly not.
Yeah. Got many more radio programs to do.
Clearly not.
Yes.
If you just joined us and you're thinking, what have I tuned into? Yeah. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. And we have with us Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. If you have a question for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. Many publications in this area. The Coming of Age issue is fantastic. It's got the picture of the Rat Pack on the front. Downtown Crowd is something I talk about all the time. I keep it with me in my bag. It's got all of the events going on in the community. Every month this comes out. You have Pensacola Magazine, which was just the Parade of Homes issue, which was beautiful, yes, by the way. And I'm leaving out so many. We have, some of the other publications?
Business Climate.
There you go, Business Climate.
Actually, the annual Business Climate, the special downtown edition, is at the printers and will be here.
Oh, good.
Probably this week.
Okay.
And that's really summarizes all of the development downtown. Mm-hmm. And boy, is there lots of it.
Right. It's incredible. I go, now I drive around and I'll go to a block and I think, where am I? Because they're building some new housing or something. It's wild. Yeah. A lot of construction. Very interesting. Oh, but something that happened this weekend we didn't mention, Barktoberfest.
Yeah,
was over the weekend. I didn't get a chance to stop down there, but I saw pictures. Mm. I saw pictures. Boy, these pet owners and their dogs came up with some wild-looking costumes, I got to tell you. They were pretty funny. Really cute stuff. Let's see. And I think the half marathon they had over the weekend, too. Ballet Pensacola, of course. Now, you're going to go see Dracula this weekend.
Yes, on Saturday.
Which should be fun.
Mm. I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't been in a few years. I like to try and go at least once a year, mm-hmm, and just to sort of keep in touch. And
it's a great organization. People don't realize that these are professional dancers. Not that that minimizes our community theater and things like that, but they bring in folks for the whole year and then ensemble of players. And
but the students, of course, mm-hmm, are the
little ones in the tutus.
The students are involved, too.
When I was at Pensacola Little Theater and working in that building, and I would get such a kick out of it, because right about, in the afternoon, you'd see all these, about 2 feet tall, with these little tutus running around in pink ballet shoes. Yeah. So pretty cute. Yes. But the Dracula performance, what's interesting, bringing a choreographer in, Malcolm, who is... a lot of times when you see a ballet or an opera, there's precedent where they'll have it's been choreographed a certain way. Nutcracker is one of those where you kind of see the same different dances are famous for being what they are. And this is kind of unique, which is why I really want to go see it, because this Dracula, this choreographer has created this show himself. Mm. So it's a guest choreographer. He was on the show. He's originally from Australia, and he's here in town. I'm trying to find his name for us, but very exciting, because that's really different. That's something that you could take advantage of being here in Pensacola, of having this guest choreography. So this show has not been done before. Mm. Not been seen before.
The world premiere.
Exactly.
Wow.
See? Mm. Got to know these things. Yeah, got to know these things. All right, what else is happening for you this weekend? You said you played golf, I'm assuming, yesterday?
Yes, a little delayed because of the rain, but it soon moved out. And then, of course, I got home and changed and went to the Impact.
That's right.
Yes.
That's so fun.
It was great to see a lot of people that I haven't seen in a little while, but mm-hmm, into old friends. Mm-hmm. It was a great event. I am full of admiration for those ladies. Above all, the thing that I like most is that on this occasion, 1,132 women all gave $1,000. And that is what they give away to the nonprofits. They do not take out expenses. Mm-hmm. They generate the cost of the expenses through donors, mm-hmm, and also
sponsors
and through... surprisingly, interest. They're very, very smart ladies that invest the money very well. And
it's pretty incredible to know that every dime goes to a nonprofit.
Yes.
That's pretty unheard. I mean, a lot of, like you said, there's other expenses typically, but it's really great what they do. Oh, I've got a text in from Janet. She said, Saturday night, I saw the Dracula Ballet. The dramatic music score was expertly choreographed with expressive dancers telling the story. Well done.
Mm.
Now I'm even more excited. Thanks, Janet, for that review.
Yeah, the only question I have is, how frightening can a ballet dancer be?
I don't know. He's pretty frightening right here in the studio. Maybe, I just gotta tell you.
Maybe Janet can tell us.
I don't know. I think that anything with fangs is going to make me think twice in ballet tights or not. I don't care.
Well, you always associate in ballet, of course, is beautiful.
Elegance.
Yeah, yeah. And movement.
Swan Lake.
Yeah. yeah.
No, but I think it's the music.
We shall see on Saturday.
I think it's the music, too. If you have that, you know, very hard-driven music, yeah. Dance will be more, driven, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
dramatic.
Dramatic, thank you. That's the word. I should know that word.
Yes. You've been dramatic.
What? Excuse me? Were you not just saying earlier that you thought I wasn't a dramatic person? Busted.
Well, I
do have my moments.
How long have I known you now? 20?
At least.
4 or 5 years, something. It's a long time.
A long time now.
Long time.
I mean, I find it hard to believe, really, yeah. Because I was sharing with a friend over the weekend that my sense of time is just, I guess they say as you get older, it goes faster, but I don't, is it because our world is so fast paced now that time is hard to measure compared to in the days where you just went home from work and you weren't on the phone all night?
Everything moves so much faster with internet and instant news.
You never get a break, really.
Yeah. You know, back in the old days, to get the news, you had to wait till the newspaper was delivered, or you had to turn on the radio.
Yeah. I just saw an interesting, I love to watch on Sunday morning, CBS Sunday mornings, mm-hmm. and they had a program about local newspapers. And they were talking about, and also I saw another article about it, that the local newspapers are dying across the country. They're down over 60% mm-hmm. in the last about 5 years. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because that's why a local publisher like you is so important, because we're desperate for local news. Mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful commentary. He talked about how local newspapers did more than just present news. I mean, they would usually pull in a national story here and there, mm-hmm. but it was the way that they united the community. They would talk about what was happening locally. Then they would have the baseball team and the local football team, and then would have mm-hmm. wrap-ups of what was going on and the recent DUI report and all the kind of stuff that built community, that helped us all feel like we were in touch with each other. Stories about the community, stories about something that happened that was special, or somebody's the things that, and we don't have that now. So it's hard because you can't get that on Facebook. You can't get that kind of, I don't know what the community, I guess, is a better word. So I miss that. But we do have two papers I can acknowledge right off the bat, because we have Downtown Crowd, mm-hmm. right off the three that I can think of. So Downtown Crowd, of course, mm-hmm. is a great example. And then we have the Independent News, which Rick Outson, mm-hmm. Independent Weekly. So that's a good local news. Then you have, but one of my favorites is Gulf Breeze News. Shout out to Lisa Newell, who's been doing that for many, many, many years. And they do such a great job of highlighting all the local stars and players and what's going on in the high schools and stuff. And we have Shelley Johnson in Island Times.
Yeah.
And God love her, that woman is at every event there ever is on the beach. She does a superb job of keeping up with what's happening. And I love that, and I'm going to miss that, because those things are, unless we change.
Yeah, without getting into a long explanation, when I first bought the company, the mission that we defined was that we would not get into hard news. We would into lifestyle, but more importantly, promote the community.
Right. Yeah.
Because I think so many people, it's very easy when you watch news on TV or mm-hmm. sometimes read the big newspaper, with murder and DUIs and things like that. So we wanted to highlight the people that make a difference in a positive way.
There's a lot of people doing a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Especially in Pensacola.
And organizations and just great events. For instance, we promote very heavily the Ice Flyers.
Right.
I think it's a great community thing. Back to earlier conversation, it's great that the kids and mom and dad, they can kind of scream and let off some steam. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's good, healthy family fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why I like the local papers and the local publications, because it gives you a break from all of that stuff. It's more about the community.
The other thing that we try hard to do is to promote the arts. Mm-hmm. Arts are not really taught in school anymore.
Oh, that's true. Is it? Yeah, that's true.
Although organizations like Pensacola Opera have artists in residence that go that perform at schools and try and introduce them to the arts.
PLT
and the symphony does it, yeah.
PLT has an academy, so it's Ballet Pensacola, of course. And
arts, I think, are so, so important. I hope one day that that they'll be brought back into the curriculum at school in a bigger way.
I think it's important for to be a well-rounded person to have that exposure.
Yeah, exactly.
And some people aren't necessarily going to do well with data and internet and that kind of thing. Some people are creative. They paint, they dance, they sing. They have this creative connection that needs to be expressed.
But I think everybody needs some... When you go through a day with a hard driving day, hit by bad news and everything's got to be done now kind of thing, you have, at some point you've got to sit down and unwind and listen to, for me, it's opera.
Yeah.
For some people, it's The Queen or Dire Straits or Taylor Swift.
Our Swifties there. Yeah. You know, echo that. But yeah, there's...
Whatever it is.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Doesn't matter that you do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, for me, it's theater. Yeah. I can enjoy a musical or a straight. I love getting lost in the characters and just for an hour and a half, 2 hours, being in a concert, being listening to the symphony, you can close your eyes and just escape a little bit and just feel it in your body and just clear your mind of all the junk that's out there.
That's why I was so pleased that the symphony won on Sunday, the Impact 100 Grand.
Oh, good. That's great.
Symphony is so important. Music is so important. The arts, and to include that, of course, is ballet, opera, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a great step forward, I think.
I was just looking at a couple of texts that have rolled in, and someone was saying, let me see here if I can find it again. Hang on. Kind of an off-the-wall question. Do we know, are there any PR specialists that work pro bono for nonprofits, art-related, actually? I know there's a lot of people that are in the PR field that serve on nonprofit boards.
Yes.
So I'm thinking that probably is the way that they get connected to those, as they call them, in-kind services.
When you belong to a nonprofit board, you try to recruit.
Right. You're recruiting the landscapers.
you want to recruit a PR person.
Right. That's right.
Also a lawyer.
We recruit accountants, lawyers, people that can help. Yeah,
people that can help. And I know that there are many people, local PR firms, Apple Yard Agency.
Of course.
Or it's now Apple Yard McCall. Duncan,
I don't know. I'm just looking at Carolyn Appleyard's beautiful picture on the cover here for the Rat Pack. So
they do a wonderful job.
Yeah, they do a lot. Dickie and Carolyn have been in this community. They've been to high school here. I mean, they've been here, and their kids now have grown up to contribute even more. So it's really quite a legacy. Same with Jim Reeves, of course, and Belle Bear. I mean, you think about what their children are doing now in the community. It's really kind of remarkable.
Yes. I saw Belle and Louis the Third at the hockey game on.
So. Oh, no kidding.
Yes,
she's getting out a lot because I saw her last week at the Songwriters Festival with Louis. Man. You're
becoming quite the lady around town.
Well, she makes me feel like I'm being lazy. I see her everywhere.
Yes.
It's amazing. You can look up the events in Downtown Crowd. So you can pick that up pretty much anywhere.
And of course, all of our publications, including Downtown Crowd, are at BallingerPublishing.com.
So what's cool about that is you can go online, even on your phone, read it digitally.
They are mobile friendly.
Yeah, or you can download it and print it at home.
Yes.
If you want to.
Yes, of course.
So that's very exciting. So this week, have you got any plans? You're going to the opera and you're going to the ballet. Are you going to head out to the fair?
I don't think I'll have time because Friday... Rat Pack.
Right.
Saturday, Dracula.
Right.
And Sunday, of course, usual place.
Golf. Golf. Very important priority.
It's my one day a week where I do what I want to do.
Right. Okay.
Chase that little white ball and get upset about it because I can't hit it very well. But that's
There you go. All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here for some commercials. We'll be right back. Okay, that's it for us today. This has been our half hour with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk.
Boy, time flies.
I know, it went so fast. So great to have you.
Don't forget Downtown Crowd.
Yes.
Plan out your week. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you so much, Malcolm. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back again with you right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.